Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Obviously, we got GMs and owners, but in the football world, Lamar is technically like our boss, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't treat it like that, then in this league, I think you're in for a rude awakening. You got to have respect for your quarterback. And, you know, I think that's how you're going to continue to develop the chemistry and continue to win.
That's Rashad Bateman on the Lounge podcast talking about his quarterback, Lamar Jackson. I thought he was going to start crying, Jeremy.
No, hey. Sorry. Hey, man, he's happy to be here. Got paid.
You see my tattoo? Yeah. That's Lamar. The hell, man? Oh, man. It's no doubt in my mind. I'm making fun of him, but probably I ain't gonna lie to you. If I was a wide receiver, I want to be here too. I'm serious, man. You know, I run a route. I'm covered with Lamar. Oh, Lamar's running? Let me find an open area. I would probably sound like I wanted to cry too if I was a wide receiver here.
Yeah. Tears of joy, man. It's like, and it's unusual. Nice to hear, though. It's good to hear the people. Because when do you ever think you have, how many times we have conversations in the past where, that ain't nobody's coming here. No wide receiver's going to want to play here.
Remember T.O.? Yeah. That's number one, that reminds me of that's my quarterback. But remember T.O. didn't want to come here because of the quarterback?
Yes.
I can't understand why T.O. doesn't want to come to Baltimore.
Hey, man, there were two things.
Because the quarterback only throws it straight when he's on his knees. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, like, there's two things when you think about it. Like, I don't want to come here to play with the quarterback, and I don't want to come here to play in that offense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was...
It was two things. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, people were like, I mean, wide receivers going, do I want to come there and catch 50 passes? No. I want to go play in Kansas City where they're going to throw me the ball 90 times, you know? Like... I think that's
7 yards at a time.
But it doesn't matter. Receivers, you keep peppering them, it gives them a chance to get paid the next time around.
On his knees, Jeremy, was Kyle Bowler. On his knees.
Is that what it was?
That's what it was. Kyle Bowler.
Thought I had a new favorite quarterback.
Do you think other people, Jeremy, feel this way about Lamar Jackson?
I'm sure they do. Like in that podcast, he talked glowingly about Zay Flowers, talking about how Zay was one of the guys that helped him get paid and how much he appreciates him that he hasn't seen a receiver like him. So, look, I just think Bateman's happy. For the first time in a long time, he's healthy, he's putting up numbers, and he just got paid.
Isn't it strange, though, Ed, but a year ago, we were speculating that Lamar and Bateman had a bad relationship? Did you hear that?
Yeah. All the time you heard that, though. All the time. Like,
over and over and over.
Over and over and over.
So do you believe everything?
Apparently not.
Do you believe everything Bateman said?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you think maybe they had a good relationship? That was just speculation.
I think there was speculation. It was repeated because there was no evidence of it. I don't know. You know how it goes. Look, our business, one of the least respected professions in America is journalism, with media members. There's a reason for that. And it gets worse and worse. And I don't think our business is any better because, you know, we're just in the toy department of, you know, journalism or media. But they make stuff up and people run with it and they speculate. And I heard, you know, Oh yeah, he did this. They have a bad relationship. Oh yeah, can we second source that? Yeah, ask him. Like, you know, multiple sources set, and that's how it goes, man.
Ask him, huh? 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think it's going to be a big offensive year for the Baltimore Ravens again. I think it's going to be a big offensive year in the air. I think Lamar said it before. I think he gets close to, if not go over 5,000 this year. I think he's
Are you over, talking just passing or combined?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, he's 5,000 last year. Okay. Both combined.
I didn't know if you were making a bold statement or just BSing me here.
No. I'm making a bold statement. Okay. I think he's over 4,600 yards passing this year. Over 46, what I'm going.
Thing of passing. Beauty is a joy forever. My man John Keats said that. I don't know if you know that.
I do.
But if you could improve on last year, you might actually win the MVP this year.
Oh, my gosh. Let it go. Stupid, let it go.
Stupid-ass voters. Take their votes away, too. So the fans can't vote, and now these dumb-ass writers can't vote
either.
Who's
voting?
I don't know. Just take them all away. Let me vote.
Just anoint them.
I mean, come on.
Did you just let it go? Yeah. It's over. It's over.
No.
Josh Allen is the MVP. It's all good. Imagine this. Did Josh Allen have an MVP season?
Sure he did.
Okay, so it's not, he didn't lose it to a bum.
Sure he did.
He lost it to a bum?
I didn't say that. Yeah, I just repeated what I said the first time.
Okay, all right.
Josh Allen had an amazing season.
All right.
It was just the second best season last year. It's okay being a bridesmaid, unless you're Lamar, because then he deserved to be the bride. Tired of this, man. Tired.
I do hate this theory, though. I'm not voting for Lamar this year. He'll win another one. You don't know that.
Yeah, man.
I hate that. You had some people actually thinking that. He'll have another one. Let me get Josh Allen this time. This might be his. No, that type of thinking I do not like. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Oriole pitching rotation has been up and down so far in the last week and a half. Your thoughts on can they sustain the success, especially what we saw in Trevor Rogers? We'll talk about that at 7:30. But on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yes. I'm going to give mine to the dumbest burglar in the country. This story just makes me giggle because I have had experiences like this.
Why are you so stupid?
Yeah, it's just, damn. You're having a bad day. What an idiot.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 Fan. Shovels next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057. The fan, Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Oh, I just say... just a dumbbell in Connecticut. This is one of my favorites. I love dumb guys like this.
What did you say?
Doing to do the right thing. Man of Bristol, Connecticut does what appears to be the right thing, but what an idiot. What an idiot. This is a public park in Bristol. Police are called there Sunday morning about a burglary complaint. Parks employees make the call. So I say this because it's important to the overall story. Firefighters respond to the scene because some idiot tries to retrieve his dog from a bathroom because it's nighttime and the door is slammed shut behind him and automatically locked. So his pooch is locked in the bathroom. So instead of calling the parks employees, who apparently are still there, say, hey, could you let my dog out of the bathroom? Oh, he decides to pull a Santa Claus. He's going to crawl down a chimney. He got stuck in the chimney. Had to have the fire department respond. They get him out. They remove parts of the chimney and the building, causing $10,000 worth of damage. Man was not injured. He was charged with burglary, trespassing, criminal mischief. Yeah. Yeah. All he had to do was say, hey, my dog's locked in the bathroom. Somehow, I'd like to know what the thought process is with people like, oh, let me see. The door automatically locked. I know what. I got it. I'm going to crawl down the chimney and rescue my dog. No. Just go over to that guy in the green uniform and say, hey, could you let me in? How about that?
I mean, look, if some fat guy in a red suit can do it, why can't he?
Why can't you? Right.
Yeah.
Jeremy, who gets your shovel?
Oh, man, this one hurts. My shovel goes to Nathaniel Scroggins. Nate Scroggins was the best man at my wedding. He came to the Mumford & Sons concert. Ed, you know him well.
Yeah.
Nate, I thought he might be the only black guy at the Mumford & Sons concert, but there were a few. And so Nate, he shows up, he meets us there, and I already kind of got our spots. We got some blankets laid out. And I said, hey, man, everybody just, I'll watch the spots. Go ahead and get a drink if you want to get a drink. Everybody comes back. Where's Nate? Nothing. I'm like, I mean, well, maybe he ran into somebody. Maybe the line's long. I don't know. Wait another 15 minutes. Like, he's been gone 45 minutes. Where the hell is Nate? So I text him, like, hey, man, are you okay? Get a text back that says, hey, need you to come back to the medical tents by the beer garden. I'm like, oh. So I start walking back. I'm looking for the medical tents. I see it. I walk through, say, hey, did you have a big guy that fainted over here? And she's like, yeah, he's back there. So I walk back. His nose is busted up.
Oh, really?
His lip is busted. They have wrappings around his wrist, his hands. Like, he's all cut up. He doesn't remember what happened. So obviously I'm concerned. So I say to Nate, I'm like, hey man, did you drink anything today? And he's like, yeah, man. It's hot out, because they're telling you it's really hot. You got to drink something. And I said, well, maybe you're on an empty stomach. Did you eat anything besides that pavement out there earlier?
No.
It was a home run, buddy. That was a home run. The only other one I had as good as that is when my friend got drunk in Iceland and he was drinking ginger ale. And Crown and Ginger. And every time I said, why are you drinking this little girly drink? And he'd slide it over to me and I'd take a sip and I go, all I taste is ginger ale. So he pounds it, pours ginger ale into that cup, Rob, or pours Crown into that cup and slides it over to me. I take a little sip and I go, man, I still tasting ginger ale. He got so drunk that night, he threw up. And I come downstairs and I'm like, are you okay, buddy? And he's, oh, man, I can't stop throwing up. And I said, that's weird. Ginger ale usually settles my stomach. Oh. Who needs enemies when you got friends like these? Nathaniel Scroggins, one of my favorite people. Beautiful human being.
Yeah, he is a good man.
He fell hard.
My shovel goes to Walmart. They, I may have told you this story before, supposed to deliver my television and my TV stand. They delivered my TV stand 11 days before we had agreed upon, so it was sitting outside of my house for 4 days. So finally I got it. The problem is they were supposed to assemble this TV stand. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's not what the shovel is for. Yeah. The shovel is because of the last 2 days, Friday and again Monday, I've been dealing with them on when they're going to come and put this stand together. Now, for those of you that were out, why don't you just put the stand together? Because I paid $74 for them to assemble it.
I'm staying on business. That's why.
Yeah. I paid them. So they gave me three different numbers to call yesterday. So finally I said, you know, this is what we're going to do. Refund me and come get this thing. I said, okay, no problem, Mr. Long, after they tried to talk me out of it. And so we'll be there on this day. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, so on that day, I'll make sure I'm not home. And then I'll give you three numbers to call me to make sure, because I already got my refund.
Yeah.
I'll give you three numbers. And he got quiet. I said, doesn't feel so good now, does it? You give me three numbers to try to get something done that I've already paid for. You delivered it. It was sitting outside my house. Someone could have gotten it. Someone could have come by and got it. You delivered 11 days before you said you were coming, and we agreed upon that day because that's the day that I was off. I wasn't working that day. I wasn't on the road that day. So all of this, and again, I can't understand the customer service. So I got to call three different numbers to figure out who is going to come and assemble something that I paid $74 for already. It's just, what happened to customer service, man? I said, this is the worst customer service ever.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I said, this is horrible. He said, well, we'll be there on this day between these 2 hours. I said, okay, all right. And I'll make sure I'm not here. And then I'll have you three numbers to try to reach me.
Good luck.
Let's go to Buffalo Zoe. What's up, Buffalo Zoe?
All right. Well, first off, my apologies for yesterday, Brother Rob.
Oh, what happened? I missed something.
He just said, excuse my French, and he ain't speak French. He didn't say oui, oui. He didn't say oui, oui.
Second, bonjour. Two in 1 hour yesterday we had.
Comment allez-vous, Buffalo Zoe?
So thanks for that. I was going to give myself the shovel for that one. But so my shovel is for the airframe this weekend.
Ooh.
Man, the YNs and the YBs was out there geeking, and the parents was losing their children, man. That whole scene was crazy, but I did appreciate Juvenile, and y'all guys have a good one.
Hi, man. Thank you.
Man, I wish I'd have known Juvenile was in town.
Man, I used to love Afram back in the day. My dad used to have a booth every year. Me and my friends used to go and work his booth and get paid.
Really?
We got, oh my gosh, man. Between what he paid us and people tipping us, I walked away from Afram one weekend. I mean, you're talking about a 16-year-old kid. Between what my dad paid me and the tips, I think I walked away with like $800 for the
weekend. Did you really?
For the weekend. I was like 16 years old. You're talking about 1987? Yeah. $800 for me? Man, he thought I was a drug dealer. I got paid, man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We get stupid with Jeremy Kahn at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, Orioles starting pitching over the last week has been hit and miss. Can they sustain some consistency? And how important is that consistency to contending? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Monsoon.
Orioles skipper Tony Mancelino was asked recently, what's the difference with the team now versus where they were early in the year? And he said it all begins with pitching. It all begins with pitching. The Orioles lost the first game of the series against the Tampa Bay Rays, a game in which Zach Eflin gave up 7 runs in 5 innings. And then on Tuesday night, they beat the Tampa Bay Rays in a game in which Dean Kramer gave up 1 run in 5 innings. And then we thought for sure after 8-0 lead, Ed, that the Orioles would win against the Rays, and they lost 12-8, a game in which Trevor Rogers started off great and couldn't get out of the third. It all begins with starting pitching. Now, all of those guys that we talked about, we've seen them pitch great, we've seen them pitch not so great. Do you think this rotation is good enough to sustain success? And that doesn't mean great every game, but sustainability.
It looks like it. I mean, it looks like it right now. If you can, all you got to do is keep them in games. So I'm not looking for dominance. Trevor Rogers, that seems like enough starts like that all the time.
Yeah, Dean Kramer, you talked about his start, five innings, only one run. Only five innings. It's not like it's not even a quality start. Right. You kept him in the game.
Kept him in the game. That's all I'm looking for. Yes, they can do that, sure.
Jeremy.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think this is a distinct possibility. It's something that we've talked about here, and I know when you look at the team and how they played in the first half of the season, you're going, hey, they got no shot to get back in this. But I still feel like if you're looking at the way the pitching's gone and it's been much better, if the hitting turns the corner at all, I think you're definitely going to be in it. That's been the weird thing, just looking at this team with all these players that we like individually and how it hasn't come together just yet, to have one of those stretches where we're like, everybody's hitting. And, you know, we see some signs from guys like Kobe Mayo. Yeah. You start to see, you've seen what Jackson's been doing. When Jordan's been out there and healthy, he was tearing it up. Adley was tearing it up in June before the injury. I know you guys talked about it yesterday, but I was kind of hoping we might see Basayo. But anyway, maybe that happens at some point. But yeah, I feel good about where they're at now, not record-wise, but as a team. So they're playing better baseball.
You know, it's funny you talk about the hitting. Ed, there were no hit for eight innings on Saturday and only scored two runs on Sunday. Before then, you talk about on Friday, what did they have? Five runs. Last night, they had six runs. So while we're talking about sustainability, maybe we should be talking about the offensive sustainability, whether or not they can do
that. That was always the bigger problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's again, it's one of my hot buttons with this fan base because every, you know, pitching. Oh, really? Was the pitching that scored like, you know, one run in the entire playoff series last year? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. So, no. I don't know if they can sustain the hitting.
Sunday was a crazy game, though, wasn't it? I mean, you go in. Adley Rutschman been announced that he's on the IL. Maverick Hanley, early in the game, basically gets... Remember when Nat Moore, wide receiver for the Dolphins, got hit and he did a helicopter?
Yeah.
That looked like Maverick Hanley when he hit. You know, it was dangerous. I'm standing at the top deck of the dugout, and I heard the sound of it was eerie. It made the hair on the back of your neck. It sound violent.
Yeah.
That collision with Jazz Chisholm sounded violent. And Chisholm had two collisions at the plate that day.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Hanley, when he was walking down the step of the dugout, his eyes were going left to right. I'm like, this guy's done. I knew he was going to be on concussion protocol. His eyes were like bouncing, dancing. And they, you know, went down to the clubhouse, and that was it for him. I saw some of the coaches ran to the clubhouse to get Gary Sanchez because he was not even out in the dugout.
Well, James McCann just got released by a AAA team. What was that, the Braves? AAA?
Yeah, so he was signed by the Diamondbacks.
Oh, did he? I didn't even see that yesterday. So, yeah. No, I'm just.
Pissed me off.
I'm not saying that's who I want. I'm just saying, like,
I'm saying that's who I wanted.
I would love to have him back.
You've got go and chat with Trump.
Make the Orioles great again. Trump. Can we get the shirts made already?
You go do it. You came up with what? 2110 Utah Street.
I didn't. I think that was Anita. I don't remember how it all came together, but I'll give her credit for it. But yeah, that was 2110. That was Markakis and Jones' numbers.
I had that shirt.
Yeah.
My station got upset with me for wearing it.
Really?
Because it had your logo on it. It's a cool shirt.
Everybody get upset over something.
Yeah. So you went there for that giveaway? I said, no, I didn't give a giveaway. You gave me the shirt.
Yeah.
I said, no, I didn't get it. Somebody gave it to me.
Everybody got something to say, but nothing. Oh, sorry. Anyway.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Happy Taco Tuesday to you too, sir.
Good Orioles win last night.
Yes.
How surprising has Ramon Laureano's performance been this season? Have a wonderful day, guys.
That's a good question, man, because just these guys will tell you, I didn't think anything of that pickup. I didn't like the pickup. I didn't think he'd help out at all. And Ed, I went as much as to I pulled a Kyle Hamilton on Ramon Laureano. When I saw Kyle Hamilton last summer at Camden Yards when he came to meet the Orioles, I said, man, I ain't like that draft pick. But I thought it sucked. Really? I told him that. I told him. And he got put his arm around. I said, but you're like now you're my favorite defender. I said, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't like it.
I always liked him with the A's, though. I mean, I wasn't like the A's.
But I told
because their uniform.
I told Laurie Arnold the same thing. Yeah. I said, dude, I ain't like this pickup. Yeah. He looked at me, why not? I said, I didn't think you'd help us out. I said, I was wrong. I said, dude, I was so wrong.
Yeah.
And he just laughed. I didn't think. He not only, yeah. Jeremy, not only does he work statistically, he's the dude in the clubhouse.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's an alpha.
Trump, make that clubhouse great.
He's an alpha. I mean, Chadwick.
Well, he reminds me of the running back that you're like, hey, man, we got to give him 15 to 20 carries because when he gets that, he's going to break one. And he feels like the guy that you need to play consistently. I don't know that he could be your fourth outfielder bench player that gets, you know, some spots here, maybe gets to play 2 days a week. Because, mm-hmm. like, when he gets into a rhythm, and I'm not saying it's like he becomes a hot player and just rides that. It just feels like he needs that over and over again to keep him in. He stays locked in
He's got an 811 OPS, 324 on base percentage, 487 slugging. And he's batting just under 260 on top of that. And don't run on him.
That's what I like best is he got a rifle arm. Because one of the things that's been frustrating is watching guys run on us. Now we talk about Cedric, obviously. But, I mean, guys have been running on us. Don't run on him.
He will
throw you out.
If you had to vote who the backup catcher would be, who would you want?
Right now?
Yeah. You'd want McCann back? Is that what you're saying?
No. Just under the circumstances now with the injury, Adley could be out for a couple of weeks. I would love to bring him back now.
If I vote for Trump, do you think that's going to make half of our fan base mad or no?
You're going to beat this horse to death, aren't you?
I've literally been sitting over here trying to write stupid one-liners. It's like when I did the same thing with Nate. Like I texted him. I said, hey, man, I love you. I think I'm falling for you. But falling in. Clumsy.
Oh, Mike, you have issues. Yeah, but I asked him, what was it against Tampa, right? That he threw the guy at the plate. I said, were you shocked that he went to the plate? I said, because you had the ball before he stepped on third. He said, no, because baseball has gotten dumb. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, they go by the numbers. The numbers is, if you run a certain amount of times, then you're going to be safe more than you're out. The percentage is in your favor. He said, what they don't take into account is who's in the outfield.
Right, yes.
He said, he said, same thing when you bring them up in the infield. You know what I mean? He said, if you hit a ground ball with an infield up, they send them anyway. Why? Because the percentage is going to be out. I mean, be safe more than out. He said, if you got Gunnar Henderson and Ramon Urias on the left side of that infield, you're out.
Yeah.
You're out. He said, baseball has gotten dumb. He said, so when I came up, I was throwing home anyway because I know everybody plays the percentage game he was going. He said, I also knew what kind of time I had. That's why I didn't overthrow it. Didn't spike it. I just let it rip.
Yep.
He said, baseball has gotten dumb. I said, damn. All right, 410-583-1057. Tell us how you really feel. World is stupid at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, is Cal Raleigh resetting the catcher's market again? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm the fan.
Well, there goes number 32. Cal Raleigh annihilates another one. He has homered in four consecutive games for the first time in his big league career.
Cal Raleigh is on a heater. Here's the problem, though. He just signed a contract, 6 years, $105 million, that began this year. That's a bargain now for Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
That's an absolute, I mean, we thought he set the market originally for catchers. Now maybe he reset the market to where now catchers are going to get underpaid. Because if he's making $17.5 million a year, Ed, with what he's doing, mm-hmm. how can you pay any other catcher $17.5 million?
Right.
Because you can now say you're no Cal Raleigh. He may damage the market.
It's funny you said it. It's an odd position to be in where he actually may hurt the market. I assume they're going to just have to discard him when they do negotiations because it's ridiculous. Because, you know, the guy is on, what is he going to pace for 70 home runs now? This is 32nd without the All-Star break yet.
Yeah, so he's got 32 and 70 some games, and the most he's hitting a full season is 36. So mm-hmm. this is, whether or not this is who he becomes, this is an outlier year. But if you watch him,
but he's always
weekend,
at power. So it's not like, you know, 36 nothing to sneeze at.
Well, no, but when you hit 30-some and 70-some games, everybody's going, what the hell? Because this is that he's never done this or even come close to doing it. And if you watch him this weekend in Wrigley, the wind was blowing out at 15 miles an hour, and he knew it because he was waiting on a fastball that he could lift. He hit two home runs. The pitcher didn't even turn around. Just, this damn thing's gone. I'm not even looking at that damn thing. And watch the big dumper run around the bases.
Here's another way, Jeremy, he damages the market. Seattle Mariners have played 77 games this year. He's played 76.
Yep.
Wow.
He DHs a lot.
He's caught 59. DH 17. That's still a lot.
That's DHing a lot if you're a catcher.
79 59 out of 77 games. That's okay. You can go with DHing a lot. No other catcher is putting up numbers like that in terms of games played. Either way.
Well, Sal Perez was one of those guys, and he would catch a lot. Now he's DHing more, playing some first base. But you do have guys that they don't want to take that bat. Well, we thought Adley was going to be that guy. You don't want to take his bat out of the lineup, so he's going to DH a ton.
Yeah, I think if I'm a catcher, I haven't signed yet. If I'm Adley, I'm thinking, damn, man, how am I going to get Cal Raleigh money now? How are you going to get Cal Raleigh? I mean, he's making $17.5 million. If I'm the Orioles and I'm negotiating with Adley right now, I'm thinking, well, you know what you're not getting.
Right.
You're not getting Cal Raleigh's numbers.
Yeah. The most dangerous thing in sports, man, confidence. Like, he is so confident at the plate right now. That ball looks like a beach ball. It doesn't matter if he's hitting from the left or the right side. And
well, that's the other thing with him. He's a switch hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, it just...
Well, on top of it, his team is one of the worst teams at striking out in the league. So there's reasons to pitch around him now because they don't get on base enough. Mm-hmm. And still, like, nobody... Look at how many solo home runs did he hit this weekend? I know he had a two-run, but if nobody's getting on in front of him, why are you pitching to him? He should be treated the same way you've been treating Judge. And you know what that does? You give him limited opportunities, see if he presses a little bit, and then all of a sudden gets in a funk. Mm-hmm. You know, like, those are the types of things that I think you need to see with these guys. But Seattle... God bless it. They're in the bottom five of K's. They strike out. They scored so many runs on Bailey Ober last night, and he still struck out seven. Just ridiculous.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Mariners have won 7 out of 10. They're turning it back around, but they still find themselves. Isn't it odd? We were just there, what, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And they were in first place.
Yep.
And now they're 4.5 back.
Yeah, we sent them on the other path, and then a couple other teams in their division got hot, too.
It's hard to believe that 2 weeks ago they were in first place, now they're 4.5 back.
They just got Logan Gilbert back, too.
That's big.
So, I mean, Brian.
He can spin.
Woo! Ed, he pitched yesterday. Thank you. He pitched yesterday and looked great. Logan Gilbert, Luis Castillo. I mean, you keep looking at the starters. They look really good, man, that starting rotation. They just need to score. Oh, we've heard that before.
Scoring is tough, man. Think about this. You don't see a starter more than 2 at-bats now in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Then your 3rd at-bat, you see a reliever who's throwing a 96-plus. Then if you get a 4th at-bat, you're seeing another reliever who's throwing 96-plus. And you want me to score? You want me to hit?
Absolutely.
I'm seeing 3 or 4 different pitches and 4 at-bats. It's hard. It's tough to score. Tough to hit. Can't score if you can't hit. Pitching wins now. 410-583-1057. Real quick, by the way, Kyle Raleigh is on pace for 66 home runs, Ed. Mm. He is also what? I think he's 3 home runs shy of tying Ken Griffey Jr.'s record for most home runs by a Mariner before the All-Star break. Griffey did it twice. I think he did it at 35 home runs and 33 home runs. Raleigh is now sitting at 32. So he's getting up in rare air.
Oh, he is. Absolutely. I'm a little getting fatigued with his nickname, though. I think people like saying it too much.
Big Dumper?
Where it's so stupid, and people say it constantly.
I love it. Like, you want the Big Turd Cutter instead? Or
no. What? Oh. That's still, no.
Oh, sorry.
You know I hate that.
It's a great nickname.
Why is it called Turd Cutter? You got to explain that to me.
Really?
What cuts turds? Off the turd? Like when it's going out your butt, your turd cutter. It's your butt. Yeah. Just,
so
why are you overthinking white humor? You know what? I don't even. Just stop. Just keep it moving, man. This one wasn't for you.
Okay. There you go.
Thank
you.
Wasn't for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I don't get that. Okay. $17.5 million. If Adley is a free agent now, Jeremy, how much does he get?
I mean, I still think Adley's going to get himself a nice chunk.
Not $17.5 million.
I mean, I don't know. Like I. It all depends on what the market says and if you want him. Like, could the Orioles look at the situation with Adley and go, okay, is it a luxury to have 2 switch-hitting catchers, or do we just roll with Basayo? I think they sign Adley, you know, but the same extent, I still think he's going to get near $20 million.
I don't think Sam Basayo is going to be a catcher for the Orioles.
Okay.
Really?
I think he'll have some games where he catches, but I don't think he'll be a catcher. No. Ed, you misunderstood me. Let me back up for a second. He's going to be with the Orioles.
Oh.
Yeah, you misunderstood me. I thought I heard the exhaustion coming from you.
Oh, that would just...
No. I'm glad you said it because somebody else may have thought that too. He'll be an Oriole.
I know why.
I don't think he'll be a long-term catcher for the Orioles. Why do you think?
Because we have Trump. Bigly. Okay. Bigly. We got Trump.
Here we go.
This is Mary Franklin.
MAGA. MAHA.
The KD trade has Vegas believing in the Rockets. We'll talk about that at 8:15. But on the other side, more stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the guy that, you know about this billionaire that had 107 kids? We've talked about this, test tube babies and whatnot.
Test tube baby.
Got to tell you what he's talking about doing. Did somebody just hit the lottery? Maybe you did. We're also going to bring up Kevin Durant, I think I'm changing. I think I'm starting to love him because it's almost like he just searches for people to talk about, and now he's picked his favorite target, and I couldn't be happier. I'll tell you who that is coming up in The World of Stupid.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.